World Wrestling Federation for an 11-match card with 26 superstars that is really going to be one that will be talked about for years. But no matter how long you talk about it, you will not equal the amount that has been talked about the match that stole WrestleMania 3 before 93,173 fans in Pontiac, Michigan. Randy, you were part of that tremendous feat.
It was a part of the living nightmare is what it was. Yeah, the Mecca of professional wrestling happens to be Houston, Texas at this particular time. But to the Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah, I'm telling you something, without the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt, I'm standing before you right now and I feel naked. Yeah, I feel like I ain't got no clothes on right now, no.
Hello, Kelly Nelson here for another edition of The Greatness of Randy Savage. Today we're going to be finishing off 1987 with a look at two matches. So we go from the menu to chapters as usual. Next once, next again, and we're looking for March 21st, 1987, Macho Man Randy Savage and Hercules. That's an interesting combo. Taking on Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Billy Jack Haynes. Okay, as always, 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, well, I've definitely never seen this before. We got Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan on commentary. Classic commentary team. Quality of this footage looks amazing. Just as Savage and Elizabeth both look amazing. Interesting teams here. This is, if the date is correct, it's 8 days before WrestleMania 3. Nine. Yeah, it's definitely not one of the worst WrestleManias. It's one of the best WrestleManias coming up. WrestleMania 3, March 29th, 1987, from the Pontiac Silverdome. So this is just a showcase of two separate matches that will be featured at WrestleMania 3. You have, of course, Hercules versus Billy Jack Haynes, the Battle of the Full Nelsons. A red-hot feud that was. And then a feud that it was, I guess, just a little bit hotter. Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat. We talked about that feud on the last episode. And this is the second consecutive match we're looking at where they're on opposing teams. So we'll see. This could be interesting. Flashback to WrestleMania 2 right now with Steamboat against Hercules. He's changed his look from 86 to 87 when Hercules first came into the WWF. He was Hercules Hernandez and he had long hair and wore like kind of like a Roman gladiator getup. Test of strength here. The Dragon a little hesitant. Wrestling Challenge is the banner. Was this actually on the Wrestling Challenge show? Quite the high profile match actually for a Saturday 1 hour TV show. Hercules with the early advantage. Hercules as white as Sheamus would be 20 plus years later, 30 years later. But Hercules wasn't Irish. Or maybe has some Irish blood in him, I don't know. Steamboat holding a zone here. Gonna break the fingers, yes. Oh. Steamboat so quick. Eating a boot from Billy Jack. Here we go. Billy Jack Haynes, frequent guest on Military Industrial Suplex, another show that can be found right here on the Pro Wrestling Only podcast network. Yeah. Definitely a great look with Billy Jack. Just was missing that certain something that put him over the top. Could say maybe Hercules was also missing that too. But their partners weren't. Savage in the ring now. Look at that power. Oof. Assume they're going to keep Savage and Steamboat apart for most of the match. No point giving too much away for that major match before WrestleMania. Hercules and Haynes feuding for quite some time at this point. Or at least it seemed like it. Went back to the fall of 86, I believe. With some angles on TV. Full Nelson. The whole gimmick was Haynes was using the Full Nelson. That was his finisher. And then Hercules started using the Full Nelson to sort of show up Haynes and claim that he did the Full Nelson better and no one could break his Full Nelson. And a feud was born. At least that's how I remember it. It's not like I've gone back and revisited this feud. They do, of course, have a match. Oh, that's pretty impressive. Crowd popped huge for that. They have a match at WrestleMania 3, of course. There's some blood in that match from Billy Jack. You wouldn't see too much blood in the WWF after that point. If in 1987 and until the 90s when it came back again. Anyway, the feud continued after WrestleMania 3, and there was chain matches around the horn. One of the few times that I can recall that the WWF ever used the chain match stipulation. For whatever reason, that was never a gimmick they embraced. And one of those chain matches is on the WWF's even more unusual matches, VHS tape. And there's one on a show from, I want to say, Kitchener, Ontario, that Johnny Soro and I reviewed years ago for a Mystery Titans Theater, where it was the main event on that show. I think it was different than the one on the even more unusual matches VHS, but now that I think about it, maybe it was the same match. Anyway, nothing special, unfortunately, considering the chain match used in other territories produced some classic matches over the years. Billy Jack eats the railing on the outside. Looking up at the ceiling there, I'm wondering if this is the old arena in Seattle. Didn't it have that look in the rafters or on the roof? Key Arena? If so, then Billy Jack would be close to home in the Pacific Northwest. Macho with a subtle little hip bump on Billy Jack as he went past him. But Billy Jack's trapped in the wrong part of town. Macho. Reversed. Big clothesline by Billy Jack. He's got to make a tag. Just turn around. Elizabeth very concerned. Hot tag, though the camera missed it. Here comes Steamer. House O-Fire. Oh, doing the Rick Martel. Jumping jacks, even. High kicks. That's the sign of a real fired-up comeback. Here we go, Savage and Steamboat. Savage, oh, I thought he was going to bail. Nice. Steamboat is pumped. Crowd is pretty hot. Heenan on commentaries, of course, imploring the referee to do something about this, even though everything Steamboat was doing was perfectly legal. Steamboat pitched over the top rope. That would have been a DQ in the NWA. Savage tags out to Herc. Billy Jack checking on his partner. Got a Steamboat chant from the crowd. Here we go. I loved this spot when I was a kid. The sunset flip from the outside into the inside. One, two, oh, Savage. Breaks it up, that bastard. Big chop by Ricky. Oof. Hercules around this time was not doing too bad. He had a high-profile match with Hulk Hogan on Saturday Night's Main Event. But then kind of slowly declined year after year. Savage back in. I think this is my favorite Savage look from the era, the orange trunks with the yellow knee pads and boots. Gorilla complaining about the refereeing, as per usual. Hot tag to Billy Jack. Here's a house of fire. Ooh, another big clothesline. Billy Jack really didn't have too much in his work repertoire. Another press slam. Five moves of doom from Billy Jack. Savage again, breaking up the pin. This one's going to break down, I think. Meet in the middle. Savage pitched over the top. Oof. Took a pretty big bump there. Well, we got a full Nelson. Full Nelson. But the referee is distracted. Oh, no. Oh, but the referee actually saw it. And disqualified Savage and Hercules for that interference. It's rare to see a spot like that where the referee is actually not distracted and doesn't miss the interference. Oh well. Yeah, you couldn't really pin either anybody in this match. Just days before WrestleMania 3, everybody was protected. Decent match, though. Haynes and Hercules are limited, but they didn't look too out of place in this match. Savage was great, of course. Steamboat was awesome. Crowd was hot. Yeah, that was a decent little match. Let's see the replay here. Yes. Steamboat turned him around, right? I don't know if that really warranted a disqualification. But okay, whatever. The referee was maybe frustrated by that point and had enough of the heel shenanigans. So here we go. Yet again, Savage and Steamboat. This time, finally, a singles match. This is May 15th, 1987. So after WrestleMania 3, Ricky Steamboat is now the Intercontinental Champion. I believe this match is from Houston. This could be the Sam Houston Coliseum, in fact. I believe it is. I've never seen this match. They did have matches, rematches, after WrestleMania 3. They even headlined several shows with this matchup based off the hype that the WrestleMania 3 match got, but as far as I know, they didn't draw too well with this match on top. And I think they may have... Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did cage matches. I saw pictures... Or I'm pretty sure I remember seeing pictures in magazines from the time, but none of those made tape, or at least have not yet surfaced. This match with no commentary. So this is kind of the first real unseen match, although this one may have been out there before, but I'm almost 100% sure I've never seen this match. Look at this crowd of wild teenagers up front here, hard camera side. Just a rowdy atmosphere in general. This would have been, if this is indeed from Houston, this would have been one of the first WWF shows there. Although they may have ran Houston before they aligned themselves with Houston promoter Paul Bosch, but I'm not 100% sure. This is definitely post-Bosch partnership, which lasted for a few months, and then WWF just exclusively ran shows without Bosch. Savage taking it to Steamer early on. Guess that's Dave Hebner, the referee. It's sometimes hard to tell, but I don't think Earl came to the WWF until they did the double ref, twin ref, whatever you want to call it, angle for the main event in February 1985, or 88, sorry, when Andre the Giant beat Hogan for the title. Backslide, one. Oof. Savage or Steamboat walked right into that. Once again over the top rope. The WWF putting my kayfabe hat on. You know, pretty fortunate for the heel wrestlers. I guess the babyface wrestlers as well at times that there was no disqualification for pitching a dude over the top rope. As was the case in the NWA and also the AWA. Crowd's settled down a bit now. Still pretty animated. I mean, Houston, of course, a great wrestling city. Saw the best of the best for years from the NWA. They were one of the top cities, very similar to St. Louis, Toronto. Got all the major stars there. I don't know if Savage or Steamboat would have wrestled much in Houston back in the exclusively Paul Bosch era. Savage in firm control now. Oh, one, just a one count. It's very similar to how Steamboat beat Savage at WrestleMania 3 with that small package. Ooh, interesting. You don't see Savage doing a body press off the top like that. That was very babyface-like. Steamboat hung up in the ropes. That's no good. Ebner pleading for some control here. Big clothesline. Savage going up top. Sensing it. Feeling it. Feeling regaining the Intercontinental title. Double axe handle. Big elbow. Steamer gets his foot on the bottom rope. Savage acting like he thought he won. Oh, here comes Steamer. That karate that he magically learned in between working for years in the Carolinas and showing up a few weeks later in the WWF. Whoa! Crowd is red hot now. Ooh, Savage. Tree of Woe. Steamboat, a man possessed. Oh. Put his head down. Cardinal mistake by a ring veteran like Ricky Steamboat. Quite the thrust off the top rope, and no. This time it's Savage who gets his foot on the ropes. There's one fan, teenager, maybe in his early 20s, he's really causing a ruckus in the front row. Getting led around by security, it looks like. Wow. Huge pop for that. Look at this crowd. Very animated, very unlike a WWF, typical WWF crowd in a lot of ways from the time. Well, they were used to a different style of wrestling in Houston. Savage is no. Pretty good little match here so far. Nonstop action. Whoa. Roll up. Oh no. Into that once hurt larynx. Oh, Savage now targeting it. Smart move, I suppose, because that was injured and kept Steamboat out for quite some time. Oof. What are we going to see here? Savage going to come in the hard way. Monkey flip. Savage eats the turnbuckle. Both men pretty tired at this point. Savage now resorting to blatant close fists. Attempting a pile driver, it looked like Savage. Steamboat reverses. Steamer now going to the top. Cross body perhaps? No. Another chop. One, two, no. These two guys just don't know how to have a bad match. This is pretty damn good. Oh. Steamer now eats the turnbuckle. Reversal. Oh. Thought the ref was going to get slugged there. Both men hit. Heads and both are down. There's a pretty animated Randy Savage fan in the front, or not the front row, but close. Actually, there's two of them. Both with that mauve-colored Randy Savage shirt that is probably the most famous t-shirt Savage ever had. What in the heck does he have in his hand there? Anyway, it backfired and leads to the three. Some cylinder of some sort. That was a unusual foreign object. Huge pop from the fans. Well, that was a pretty good match. Didn't hit that next level, that's for sure. Okay, folks, that's going to be a wrap for today. Next time, we'll be into 1988 and Savage as the World Heavyweight Champion of the WWF. Take care. See you later.